G'day guys, welcome to Mailbag Preview for a fat card at Flemington on September something. Joined by Jonathan Walsh, he's a bit stressed out, he's about to speak at a Betfair event. The little wish is a little bit on toe, parading, I'd say anxiously.
Be straight out of the barriers, mate. To the top.
I hope so, he's already on the soda water, so. Yeah. So God help us. Scoot, how you
he's
going?
Over racing. Mate, I'm cool, calm and collected as always.
You're a veteran in these sort of tops.
I'm ready to go. Betfair event.
We'll rip straight into it, yeah?
Yeah, cool, man.
Race one, 2,500 metres, open handicap. Market, Walshy, you got that up, or are you going to sort of drop the ball there?
I can do the market.
You walked in 2 minutes ago, so
yeah, you got
shit everywhere.
Yeah, I can do the market.
Walshy, start talking about the race while we get the market up.
Talk about the race. I looked at this. If J-Mar didn't run last week, it'd be a hell of a lot shorter than it is. It is not a strong race. I don't think Tiffany's Lass can win. It's in the market. It'll go to the lead, actually. I better not say that. As soon as I pot anything, it puts about six lengths on them. But I'm just waiting for the market to settle down and see what they're back. I think J-Mar is the best horse. If it's not lame or got something wrong with it. Still a query about Waterhouse's runner, Hush Rider, Japanese horse, also the Statesman. Statesman was pretty ordinary last start in Adelaide. Darren Weir can do magic things. Darren Weir's got three horses in the race. What do we do? It's a market dictated race.
I think you've got to respect whichever Weir horse you supported. Even with High Church was a little bit of late support last time. It was the best I've seen that horse parade for a fair while.
There was support for it all the way through. You know, in the last 20 minutes when you
I think J-Mar's the most likely winner of the race. You've got to respect the SP. Wasn't suited last start. The hot pace dominated that Caulfield. Hush Rider backs up. It couldn't have behaved worse pre-race at Moon Valley. Gay on the back up. I'm respecting that. So I'm sort of working J-Mar, and Hush Rider. I'd have Master's Effort ahead of High Church, but that'd be the next two. And I'd just be watching which one of Weir's they want to back.
Oh, so you just said exactly what I said.
Well, he's on here tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, he is definitely.
So
yeah.
Sit back, wait for the Mountain Yard mail to come through and then unload with the 5 units on the best one that doesn't play up in the yard. Is that what we're going to do?
That's what we're doing. Anything
All in.
I couldn't back Hush Rider at the price. I thought it was average last start at the Valley. I wanted to see more out of it. Jermaine, again, I don't like the price at all. The horse I sort of found was Master Zephyr. I think he can improve dramatically, even though it's staying around the same sort of distance. That was the $8 chance. They might push further forward,
yeah.
And that'll be that could be the Weir surprise.
I'm getting a bit toey in the yard here. This is not a normal yard. There's a bit going on around here in the big city. You know, come out of the burbs to film this in the city.
Off the ground. Fresh haircut again for the show.
Yes.
Is that a new jacket too?
They've cut it really
new
short.
Jacket, yeah,
they've cut the hair real short.
Yeah, the
it's like you've been clipped in winter.
Yeah, we had a few issues at the hairdressers this morning. It was. I went out there and sat down. They said, sit down like they normally do and say, hello. Well, that's what they're good. They're good, the ladies. And anyway, the lady I normally get was cutting some old Sheila's hair or putting that purple rinse through. And new lady come in.
I don't need any rinse.
The brass houses and stones, buddy.
Can you rinse with Rogaine?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be bustling in 2 weeks' time.
Okay,
coming into the big spring meets.
You gonna do the market quickly or
race to a
Captain Antibes 1100 meter filly race.
Yeah, Smart Melody, Chris Lees and Brenton Abdallah $3, Voltaja $3.80, Music Bay $7.50, Sweet Rocket for Michelle Payne $12, longer the rest. Scoot, take us away.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think the bookies are trying to play games here with Smart Melody at $2.90. I think she'll drift. I think you might get out, you know, closer to $4. I'd be patient. I think it's the horse to beat. I really like the way that she sort of she took the gap last start at Wyong. There's not much. She hasn't done much on the clock at her last start, but she's got the will to win, which I really like. There's a big spruik for the Adelaide horse, Music Bay. It's going to get a fair way back. It really needs 1100 metres. I thought they were the two major chances in the race.
Yeah, sweet Melody. Going from Wyong to a straight track the wrong way is a disadvantage for mine. I believe if I can get it in somewhere around that $3, I'll be putting it in. It was a horse I was happy to lay. Music Bay was it trialled up at Gawler and just was hard held and went through the line. There's no doubt he's got a bit of ability, but it really pains me to say this. It pains me on a multiple levels.
He's tipping up.
It can't start. It can't be $12 again in this. Like,
why is that?
Because it got absolutely slaughtered.
Do you think he might have improved between runs as a trainer?
I reckon,
is that what you're saying?
I reckon the bloke who trains number two must have got hold of it and got it going. Because the bloke who trains number twos as is can train. But then again, he had no say in which jockey was riding it. But Multaja, it will improve. It was unsuited around the valley. I think it'll be better suited back midfield.
So you think the stables, the owners have put Zara on?
Beg your pardon?
You think the owners have put Zara on to Ziz?
What I'm trying to say is, if Michelle Payne wasn't riding Sweet Rockette, it would be half the price. And I'd be backing it.
But you're not.
I can't.
You're tipping it on top, but you're not backing
it. No, what I'm saying with this horse, it is overs. It is big odds. It's not something I could fall into, because I go and back it and I go, it just breaks one of the cardinal rules, which is don't bet on bad jockeys. So, you know. But anyway, it's overs. I'm happy to lay Smart Melody. Drew's horse here with the blue jacket will improve Multaja. Ziz, if it drew, we didn't really get a track pattern, but Ziz has got a bit of a
build. I think the track's going to play relatively evenly.
Yep.
I expect it'll all be about tempo.
I'm just going to get
a good 3 bolt on by race 3.
This is a difficult race to put make on.
There is rain forecast though. There's like thunderstorms. I think it's downgraded. It's like 1 to 4 mils. So it was worse than that. It was going to snow down to 700 metres. But yeah, it's going to be a late storm, so there might be just a little bit of rain around, so watch for that.
Yeah, I'm real keen Music Bay each way.
Yep. Still got a bit to do to get to Smart Melody, I think. I watched the tape pretty closely, and it would want to have improved, and its race manners need
first
to improve.
First time another way, Smart Melody, I can't get near that price. I think Multaja is about the right price. I think it's probably the most talented horse in the race. Sweet Rockette, she snicked it in a trial and she spoke about wanting to teach a horse to relax, which scares the shit out of me. I think if she just let this thing roll from that wide alley.
It goes back to that's how Paddy Payne does it. He trials it 3 or 4 times till he finds the right race. So he must have said, Michelle, listen to me, I know what I'm doing. We can only hope.
Yeah, well, if she sneaks it, it won't win. The horse, if she takes away its natural asset, then the horse is cooked. But it's flying.
Well, she could do that.
Downloads isn't hopeless. Thine is the power, not hopeless. And I thought Chili was the wrong odds. I thought it should be a little bit shorter than it is. It's got SPs over Sweet Rocket. And there's nothing wrong with that horse, you know what I mean? But not that right. I'm keen to back Music Bay each way, and then that's it. It's too hard otherwise. Anything else?
I agree with you again, Dicko.
Race 3, the Sofitel, 400 metres. Market is as follows. The answer, my friend, $4.20. Dollar for dollar, $5.50. Flow, $5. Waging War, $5.50. Cliff's Edge, $10. Along with the rest.
I better speak here first so I can get in first here. There's a horse here that maps perfectly and is double figures and will improve from its first up run. It will get the suck run in the race and his massive odds at the $10 or $12.
What do you reckon it starts?
What choice are you talking about?
Cliff's Edge.
Oh, you knew. I've never spoken to you. You're running 20 minutes late. You're holding me up. I could have been at work making proper money.
I said 5:20 kickoff.
I said media at 5.
You said media at 5.
Yeah, because you were already running late. But anyway.
It's Mornington.
Cliff's Edge is overs, I think. The first up run against Ball and Muscle was unsuited. They may go hard in front here with the answer, my friend, dollar for dollar, Sadaka. These sort of horses will put a bit of pace in it. Cliff's Edge will get the suck. $10 is overs. The other horse I think's got a good chance is Interlocker. Interlocker.
Have you been using the
platform? You ever watched Sydney?
I have backed this horse before and it's won. Damien Lane aboard, who he's riding fearlessly, hence he's getting rubbed out, and he's fearless at the moment. That's what you sort of half need. It's value. It's had 2 trials leading in. This is a good little race because I'm happy to sort of lay the answer, my friend. It might go out to the It had everything fall into its lap last start.
I think the Answer My Friend deserves to be favourite, but I don't want to back it. I think Cliff's Edge is the each way play, and if you want to back two, I think Interlocked is our line. I think there's going to be real good speed here. Horses like Waging War, it flew Caulfield first up last prep. They fucking 12 found early.
Mm.
No spoil there. Dollar for dollar can improve, but it was really like near top in the yard last start. I'm keen Cliff's Edge at the price, and I'll have something into lock it up.
All right, okay.
I can't really add too much. It was sprinting upside down, Cliff's Edge, obviously in a 1100 metre Group 3 race against some of the more elite sprinters. It looks better suited here, barrier 1, 1400 metres, great bet. If it stays harder in the market, I'm going to have more on.
That's fearless. That's what we like to hear. That's
I've already backed it, but I just want to keep pressing. The shorter it gets, I'm just going to keep going
playing
again.
Playing the crap.
Which doesn't always make sense and not logical, but if they like it, I like it a lot. Another horse that I sort of like was Violate. It's been gelded. I don't know whether trials or jump outs, and I'm not one of those sort of men. I'll ask Nick Noonan to try and find something or one of my spies to do that. But it's the runner that could improve if it's nuts out.
Righto, race 4, 400 metres, 3-year-olds. Market is as follows. Brutal, 230. The August, 850. Leonardo da Vinci, 850. Declaration of Heart, 850. Khalifa, 11s. Longer the rest. This is a pretty good race. Walshy, take us away.
Look, it's Brutal's deep in the market, and it's bred to say the distance will suit. I think it's slightly too short, but it's a difficult race. The August is a horse that can improve. Look, I'm basically tipping him in market order. I haven't got much to say to the punters. There's nothing that jumps out at me at odds at all. I like Caulitha's run first up, but I'd prefer it in mare's grade than against the Colts and Geldings. Market order, not diving in.
I agree. I think Caulitha is a chance here, but it could be in an easier race.
But it's got a bad... wide draw over 1,400 is no good.
Brutal, very hard to beat, but I think the August said it's ready to win off its run last start, way paraded. And I think Leonardo da Vinci can be ridden... can be given a lot nicer ride. And if it's got the sort of talent, the stable sort of... the money said it might have last start, it can win this. So
that stable, Brett Stanley's horses, though... the tip seems to flow very...
No, I'm talking about Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, Leonardo da Vinci.
There was good money for it last start. D Lane.
Your favourite stable win?
Oh, it's not my favourite stable or anything like that. They just keep on bloody winning. And it'd be the stable that's cost me the most in recent times.
Like, sometimes you just got to go with it, Walshy.
But they go against form. They go against the grain repeatedly. And that's where it can hurt. Like, If you're a bookmaker and you follow the money, well, it means you'd be having everything back, which is no good. But
we'll keep it in the bag, don't you?
One-way traffic, buddy. One-way traffic.
Okay, I'll try and add some clarity here. I think Brutal's nearly the M word. 240 or 230 at the moment. I think I can see it getting crunchy to $1.90. I think it'll be one of the heaviest traded horses for the day on Betfair. There'll be just unlimited for it if it's right. I can't see why it wouldn't be. The horses in this race, I just can't see much taking it on without any aggression. A horse like Good and Fast has got good figures, but you know what are they going to do? Two runs at 1400 into the Guineas, or like it could be more of a Derby horse or a classic horse or something like the Vase might suit it. The other horse with a lot of talent looks to be that Declaration of Heart, and it's similar boat. Like if they're kicking that off at 1400, I want to wait till it's 2000, 24 or 2500 or whatever it is before I start getting stuck in. Even the Caulfield Classic's worth a fair bit of prize money, so I'd rather wait for Good and Fast and Declaration of Heart for a little bit further before I bet them. So I think Brutal's a great bet.
Well, I'm probably keen at Leonardo da Vinci each way, but I respect the August, and I've got a lot of respect for Brutal, but I don't want to get involved with those odds.
I'm just going
to
be piss weaking, so I'm minding my own business.
Right, race 5, 1200 metre, Group 2. Market is as follows. Hey Doc, 350. Camino, 380. Rich Charm, 380. Longer the rest. Who wants to kick this off?
Oh, I'll start.
1200 metre races are your go.
You say that, but I don't know what's my go at the moment.
Just,
I've got a couple ideas.
Yeah, I've got a couple too.
Fishing's my go.
I don't think fashion's certainly not one of them.
I think I'm very fashionable at the moment. I think I've got up and going.
Is it the old man's jacket or it's this? Yeah, a bit of room up here, big fella.
Did you get it like just in case you can grow into it?
you lost weight.
I've lost weight.
You've been running.
No, I haven't.
I've been golfing.
No, I've just been...
You've been exercising.
No, I haven't been doing any of that. I've been having an apple and a kiwi fruit and a banana and a strawberry and a...
Nutribullet.
And I've got to put it in the Nutribullet because the strawberries might have needles in it with my missus around trying to kill me.
Don't drag your missus on
the show. Hey, Doc. I watched the replay over and over and it was ordinary. I thought it was pretty bloody ordinary. So...
Do you reckon it was fitness or he's lost the sort of the...
Savage in
the line
quality.
Heavy in 9,000
meter
loss.
Yeah, the
yard.
It could bounce right back.
So it could bounce right back, but on that run I was happy to sort of the three horses. Now Rich Charm had broken down a little bit and was lame. The way it hit the line last start, it wasn't lame. It was really starting to fire in the 1,200.
It was the best last 200 of the day.
Yeah.
I think. Outside maybe Voodoo Light and Santa Lane. It was fucking enormous.
No, I think it was quicker than memory.
Yeah, it was a nice run. It made the Japanese horse look like it was stuck to the fence a bit. But
it made the prices here look wrong. Yeah. That it and Kamano were the same sort of price. I think Rich Charm's almost a moral hit.
Well, I thought Rich Charm was going well, and I thought Kamano was the other one that I was concerned about being in the magical waters of Warrnambool for another few weeks.
Yeah, if it was any other stable, you'd just launch heavily Rich Charm. But yeah. I'm just going to launch... cautiously at it because Kamano could just fucking run out of what?
Yeah.
So like, I mean, there was a horse there at Ballarat, right, Bendigo yesterday, which shouldn't have done what it did.
Still Prince.
Somehow it just fucking turned on the turbo.
Still Prince. Yeah, I backed it.
No momentum, turbo's on. Yeah.
It was a moral.
I think it was a moral.
I think Dicko got it wrong.
It had a genuine platform and the others weren't fit enough.
So, genuine platform? The others had a platform.
No. You just got the
MS-DOS platform.
I can't add too much more, but the horse I think might
wishy
be...
race.
Yeah, I said it's a wishy. Are you 1,200 meter races your go? They're sort of not really my go. The horse that ran in the Stradbroke cracked me up that was well back that day for memory. I think they're training it more as a shorter distance horse. So 1350 Stradbroke is sort of like a 1,200 meters at Flemington, but it's a bigger track and it's straight, I guess. That's the one you worry about, crack me up.
Good race, yeah.
Yeah, oh, not really.
It'd be great to see you, Detta, get up and get the trophy and start crying. That's good for racing. That's exactly right.
Good for racing.
It is. I actually like her getting up. I like these.
Winks and your Detta.
You'd rather her win than one of the biggest stables.
Yeah, they can go and get.
Oh, what about Debbie, one of the battlers?
Debbie, come on.
Just a battler.
Yeah,
just
on radio.
Get fucked. Battler. Anyway, race 6. Let's Elope Stakes, 400 metre group 2. Set weights and penalties for the mares. Market is as follows. We've got, who's favourite here? Bella Martini, 550. I'm a Star, 650. La Bella Diosa, 7s. Meria, 750. Miss Gunpowder, 10s. Petition, 10s. Longer the rest. Wish, what are we doing?
Wishybet.com. Don't like the wide draws over the 1400. Happy to put I'm a Star and Bella Martini in. I want to see how the track, we should get a reasonable idea what the track's playing
like.
We're
launching now. Absolutely. This is the start of the quaddy.
Quaddies are very bad for punters. 18% of the pool taken out before you start. Anyone who takes quaddies regularly is probably not in their best interest. They're probably people I'd like to have betting with me. Now,
I'm
going to
have a quaddy on the weekend.
So, I really thought Petition was good value here. It was very good last start. It got blocked in the runs. It has been around Flemington quite a few times. It is a little bit of a non-winner, but it's always been spruced to have a big motor. It's in the right grade. It's got no weight. I will be having a bet on Petition. Drew identified La Bella Diosa last start to us. He'd come from behind. It was good. Drew's off to the left.
But wow.
The barrier...
I could be on it.
The barrier one... The barrier one, we'll find out how that's going to play out because...
Yeah, but it's got
the query is getting the run.
And what wasn't the Chop King on it last time?
Regan Bayless is a very good job.
There's no Ethan Brown.
Anyway, I beg to differ. Miss Gardenia was first up, went fair. Miss Gunpowder's one at odds will likely drift because of figures. The figures aren't with it. I had a quick look at the
sectional data.
He's talking about figures
data.
Now.
The data. Data.
Big figures and data.
The good thing is the data isn't with it, so it'll drift to millions. It'll drift. But I'm back in petition each way.
Well, I can talk. We used to talk about who'd lead and all that sort of stuff, but that's gone out the window today. It must be the Betfair excitement. But I think
he's rushing us.
Yeah.
Rushing us.
He's got us all off the bit now. Nervous energy spreading.
Look, we'll get you the speed maps on the Saturday morning top up podcast thing. So if you want that, sign up for that.
This is a nightmare race. So quickly, I think Merrius third up, Lack Dash. So I think it has to lead. Horses that can improve dramatically are Petition, as Wishy said. Samovare was great last time. Bella Martini's going to have to push forward because I think it's a bit of a class query, so you might sit sort of like second or third back. La Bella Diosa might have found its groove again. It beat Ome Sword first ever start at Randwick, you know, a couple of years ago when you still had hair. But if there's lots of rain...
Oh, best of
the ground. I don't want to go down there and have a contest. I know who wins.
If there's a bit of rain around...
Hey, Dicko, you're not too far off either if you go down like that either.
We're owning it. We're not very great gaining it.
Anyway, La Bella Diosa, it can improve dramatically. It's going to have a nightmare run, so needs Saloon Passage. So I guess what I think I'm tipping Petition and Samovare as good value.
I agree with you.
La Bella Diosa is poison odds. SP4, barrier 1, lacks pace out of the gates. It's going to be back and fuck dip. Shouldn't be the price it is. Can win, but fuck me, you want to
be. Put your microphone up a bit higher.
You're right there, Wish.
Disappointed with your behaviour from the start today.
I think Bella Martini, Imastar will cross and lead, and if it's suited on pace, they'll be able to catch. I think the value is the 13 Petition each way. I love the way he hit the line first up. I think he can win. I think it's the wrong price. The other one that I think is value in the race is the 5 Miss Gunpowder.
This is fair dinkum, though. You got here late. We haven't spoken to each other
all
day. I avoided
you all week, yeah.
And then... You avoided me all week because of a tweet I put up about Buddy Franklin being the most overpaid player in the competition.
I don't think that's why you avoided your
Don't talk about Buddy, you fucking nothing.
And it warned you right up.
Race 7, Colby Diva, 600 metres, Group 1, weight for age. Market is as follows. We've got Kementari, $4, Humidor, SP, well, it was 44 until the weird money came in at SP 22 on the fair last start. It's now $4. Kingsville Dream 460, Happy Clapper 7s, Coming Through 11s, Grunt 14s, and the Taj Mahal at 34s, longer the rest.
I've got a pretty good handle on this race. I think it's won by real class animals, like absolute superstar weight for age horses. The two that spring to mind here that have the right setup for this is Humidor, but it's in a really tricky spot. So if the fence is off or if and buried's no good, maybe don't be with that, but it's obviously flying and going as good as ever. Happy Clapper is the one that they've given it. It wasn't really there to win last start at
paraded,
the 1400
meters. Poorly.
Yeah.
Jumped poorly because of its parade.
Yeah.
Got on the wrong leg. Was not happy at all. But, I just totally ignore the run.
Yeah, but then was still like really strong through the line. He looks like he can spike. I think I'm not really sure where he's going to slot in. I guess Blackheart Bart can sort of take him across.
If Blackheart Bart wins, there won't be any race 8
Blackheart
or 9.
Bart can't win.
Yeah, there'll be no Mount Yo Mark because I've backed that horse every other start and it's dead to me.
Yeah, I really think Happy Clapper's a great bet. I think he nearly beat Winx second up last prep. He got beaten, what, a length? Well, probably didn't nearly beat, but sort of half gave her a fright.
Yeah.
I think the key to this race is a lot of these horses are going to sprout looking for the Caulfield Cup, the Turnbull. There could be some tricks with, like, Weir and a few of the stables sort of backing off them. The Taj Mahal, there's a bit of a spruik for it, but it's more of a Caulfield Cup horse. I'll stop speaking.
I'm keen here. I think there's a horse that's massively the wrong price. The Taj Mahal, if runs up to its ability, should be $10 chance here. I've taken 41s. I think it's right in the race. I think Humidor, that would have been sitting in a paddock doing fuck off 2 weeks because it would have got too far ahead of where they thought they wanted it so far. They want this thing to be winning the last race at the Spring Carnival at Flemington. No intent. I reckon it's a poisonous price.
Might sound
Happy Clapper at 7th is about right, but the other one that's huge odds, is Grunt. This is a horse that had ginormous spruik on it, has massive ability and potential, not once suited at Caulfield. Now gets to a truck where it's suited, starts to get out to a trip where it delivers. $14 is the wrong price, and it'll start much shorter, I reckon. They'll find it and they'll back it.
There's quite a few chances in this race.
Kamentara is the other that I really respect here.
Well, there's a couple of chances in this race, and as you just said with MM Weir, we sometimes don't know which one's trying until the markets come in. If they're fair dinkum with Kings Will Dream, it will sit more forward than it has in previous starts.
Yeah.
Because it's rolled.
Great call.
And if it sits forward...
You're on today.
I hope he's on in about an hour when Steve Moran's quizzing him at the Betfair event.
I hope he's not. Steve Moran.
Steve Moran.
I'm talking
Wallace.
Fucking hell.
No disrespect there. No, I hope he doesn't quiz me too hard. I'm only a pickle bet and I'm just doing my level best. But yeah, if Kings Will Dream will roll forward, it will bring it right into the race, and it is a fair dinkum horse. One that hasn't been mentioned here is Harlem. It mixes form big time. It was beaten 15 lengths and come out and won the Australian Cup.
Yeah.
So
with the tripod on board, is he back?
Regan Bayliss is on it.
No, you want the tripod.
Yeah, but and Kamentari, it's got the best draw, probably. Depends how far. Depends how far back Humidor and these horses are in the run, and that the coming through probably gets the best run, but I don't know if it's up to winning this. But look, I really thought Kings Will Dream will roll, get a really good run, and I'll probably be happy to back it.
The thing in my mind, the penny sort of dropped with me. I'm like, well, coming through is a chance against most of these other horses. So then how's a horse like coming through $11 and then a horse like Happy Clapper 7? Happy Clapper's got 100 yards on it.
But the other thing about it's an 8-year-old field.
I've got an opinion coming through, but he hasn't run time. Well, on the data.
He's honest,
but not the star.
To give myself up, I back Taj Mahal to win the Caulfield Cup today at the $51. I can't have it in this race, but I think it might fluke a placing and be on the right sort of Caulfield Cup prep.
It's not the horse. No, it's not the horse.
But I can't have it today.
Race 8, the Danehill Stakes, 1,200 metres, Group 2, set weights and penalties for the 3-year-olds. Market is as follows. Native Soldier, who SP'd 16s last start and was a fat result.
Fat result, I only think it kept me breathing.
For the Mounting Armada, yeah, it kept us all breathing. Marcel from Madrid, 550. Ocean Knight, ooh, into 8s. There was 26s there earlier in the week, wasn't there, Jonathan?
I'm not entirely sure. I've been punching even finance here.
Tabby Sun 9s, F True 10s, Encryption 11s, longer the rest. Wish, what do you got?
I'll keep on going back. Native Soldier was very impressive. And they've kept it at the sprint distance, which means they should be trying with it. Dean Yandor, I said he was going shit house. Now he's riding winners. So his horse is fit and hard.
Gee, you can turn someone on, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the greats. He was going good, and then, I mean, he was going poorly, and now he's sort of finding a couple of winners. But Native Soldier, it was very good last start, and it might just roll here. The query, this F Troop's a big sort of spruik horse and that sort of thing, but once again, going the wrong way, first time down the straight, all that sort of stuff. Encryption's drawn the inside, which, I don't know, the grandstand cover, especially the new one up, you know, I like horses going down the outside for some reason.
Love horses down the outside. I think Native Soldier will probably win, and if it doesn't, Ocean Knight's going to run on top of it. I have taken a bigger price, and I'd happily still take the 8.
Yeah, right.
Ocean Knight was fucking enormous first up.
Yeah, huge. I got the shits because I got the shits because Dicko mentioned Ocean Knight during the week, and I was like, I didn't know where I was or what I was doing. I think I was pretty hungover, to be honest.
I got tipped to buy another bloke.
$26, I'd love to have some of that ticket.
Yeah.
But Native Soldier went like a scalded cat. Look, it just had a rocket up its ass. If it goes backwards, I don't know. But Tavasan, maybe give it one more chance up on the speed. F Troop, chance. But
I just think Tavasan and F Troop drawn 3 and 4. Happy birthday. I'd rather be outside. Obviously, this race 8 on the card. We know we want to be one out. So if they are male, I'll not be sending out a horse that's going to be in the wrong part of the track.
There's one thing about these horses of Weir's, and they do improve through their run a lot. And this thing's third up.
It's got improvement to come.
I think it'll improve. If it doesn't have to improve on its run last start to win, but I think it will, which puts it right in the race, which means another race on tip of the favourite. Hallelujah.
You love Weir, it's your favourite candidate.
Yeah, you're a Weir man. Race 9. The 1700 metres open handicap market is as follows. I reckon this was one of the harder races on the card, outside the favourite. Fury on 270. Mr. Garcia, 5s, both rear. Order of the Garter, 850. Willy Willy, 11s. Seaburge, 16s. Anaheim, 19s. Long of the rest. Who wants to take us away here?
Yeah, I can.
You go. I can go, whatever.
Oh, you go.
One of you. Just keep
going. You go.
It's a dirty race. Hopefully I'm well in front and just pull stumps. You know, this Fury on the... They said they were going to win the Caulfield Cup or win some bloody huge race with it, didn't they, after it won at Warrnambool? And then got beaten by Lucky for All, which was a mountain yard male mover.
It was a good run last start, though, at Mooney Valley. Lucky for All.
Lucky for All, yeah.
It's back.
But they've just got... They're good horses, you know what I mean? But...
Got the goods?
Just... It just depends. It's got barrier one as well. And the big boy from Perth just rolled in.
Pistol Pete, what a clinic he put on yesterday.
I just like tuning in after work. He seems to back more winners between races.
$23 winner.
Six, seven, and eight than any time.
Fucking hell, yeah.
Look, I can't complain. He might be able to teach you how to do your job. anyway, bad race. Half tipping the favourite. There's no Order of the Garter. Garter is something the Shields wear in their legs.
I got question mark, yeah. Druzy. Moral?
It's their best import.
Yeah.
Number one import. Druzy's tipping an exotics ticket on the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup, Order of the Garter. I think if you want to play in the race, it's the only way to play is to have something small, Order of the Garter, for the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup, and just fucking sit this race out, because it is likely torture.
Right, that's terrific, because I've already backed Holmeson, I've backed the Taj Mahal, and now I'm going to have to fucking back another one.
I was going
to
say,
I'm basically taking $7
Fury
fucking Williams to get the job done.
If Furion's 270 into $1.80, I'd be like, there's no point playing here, we know what's going to happen. If it's 270 at 420, you just don't know what to do.
I reckon Furion's Furion's an absolute... I can't believe it's 270. I could have beat that field. I think, was it, where was it, Geelong?
Geelong.
Fuck, I could have won that race.
It was green though.
I've
14 to 17.
I could have won that race.
Cross.
I think Mr. Garcia, I think it's a stablemate, isn't it?
Yeah, Mr. Garcia.
And then you got Abdullah on it. He'll outride Jai McNeil. It's probably going to sit further forward. It's got the perfect platform. It'll absolutely peak and be ready to go. And Order of the Garter will probably piss down the outside and knock me off on Mr. Garcia. But Mr. Garcia will be the one they backed, and I reckon Fury will drift like a barge.
Yeah, and if that happens, I'll just throw the hands up there and walk out of the joint.
Righto, best bet, boys. Best bet.
Best
Rob,
bet.
What's your best bet in Sydney?
Gamblestown.
What race?
Gamblestown.
Race three,
Gamblestown in Sydney each way.
Ring Gamblestown, just over the back here.
Evans, good from the yard.
Pistol, anything yet?
Just
want to
recheck the markets.
Oh.
I haven't had a bet yet.
So that's exactly what you should do, Pete. Check the markets. That's exactly right, mate. That's
best
why
bet.
I'm with you.
Best bet, Wish.
Order of the Garter for Druzy, if it's good in the yard.
Yeah.
Wish. I'd love to say petition, but I'll go with Native Soldier. I've given it a big rap.
Okay, yeah, that's me then. I think Happy Clapper could be a moral. It's a tricky race, but I just can't see how it should be $7 against those horses. I think it could be a moral. Brutal's going to be off the map.
My best bet, race 5, number 4, Rich Charm. Best value, race 7, the Taj Mahal and Grunt, back and both.
Yeah, I'm tipping petition each way as a value.
Case Bet Cup. What's the trickiest race? It lets a low pretty
one
hard.
Of the, one of the mares races.
Yeah, the ninth is a trickiest.
Race four?
That's got brutal.
No, yeah.
Go for the Kingsville Dream Race.
Race number what? Race 5. Belmont, race 5, number 1. Lockroy, third
beat
over there at
Belmont. I'm saying it now. K-Spec Cup's Maccabi Diva. It's a Group 1 race of the day. That's what we're doing. So now,
I'll take Grunt.
You're tipping Grunt. Oh, Jesus, I could be really hurt here. I'll take Harlem at big.
Oh, yes, a Wish! Yes!
So am I allowed to take Happy Clapper or not?
Yeah,
you've got Happy Clapper.
Oh, fuck it, I'll stick with him. I'll burn yous all.
Right,
Clapper! I'll send merch out anyway.
And whoever owes me a slab, I'm absolutely fucking desperate for it. Hiya!
Good luck, guys. Have a big weekend. Bye.
No punters.